Science Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, December the 6th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we've got some big breaking news. Now, I know the majority of Americans, according to a Gallup poll taken recently, don't really care about whether or not Jerusalem is recognized as the capital of Israel. But there's about 25% on either side that do care, and they care very strongly. And it also has some repercussions as to what will happen throughout the Middle East. So we're going to be talking about that today. That's the big news that's coming up. It's going to happen. The announcement is going to happen after this show ends. But there's already a lot of information that's been released about what President Trump is going to do. So we're going to break down what is being declared today based on what the White House has put out to mainstream media, what is going to be done. We're also going to break down the history of Jerusalem and the U.S. Embassy, which is, I think you'll find interesting. And then we're also going to talk about the fact that this is at the very center of what is going on with Michael Flynn and Jared Kushner and the Trump administration transition team versus the UN and Obama and all of the Obama investigators that are running this impeachment attempt that's going on. So it's at the center of that as well. And then, of course, we're going to get reactions from Muslims, from the Pope, who is weighing in on this as well. There's a very big case before the Supreme Court about free speech and freedom of religion and discrimination and so forth. This is the gay wedding cake case from Colorado. And they were having arguments, hearing arguments yesterday. They're also having arguments as well. Everybody across the country is arguing about this. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the questions and the statements that were made by the justices looking at this, trying to basically cut the cake of individual rights. Isn't that what we're talking about here? At what point are they cutting into somebody else's share of the individual rights? And, of course, the other part of this that I think always needs to be kept into this context is, as we're talking about businesses, if we're going to go with these kinds of rules, what about the big social media companies? What about that big piece of the pie that they have? Are they supposed to share with people? Are they supposed to be discrimination-free? We're not seeing that, are we? As a matter of fact, you want to talk about net neutrality and other issues of free speech, and that also has been a focus of conversation over the last couple of weeks. If you think that that net neutrality is really about freedom of speech, take a look at the battle that is erupting between, for instance, Google and Amazon today. Google just raised the stakes in its battle with Amazon by blocking YouTube from working on the Echo Show and Fire TV. So this is going back and forth. This is a battle of tech giants, as CNBC puts it. But it's always a battle of big business, of multinational corporations. Every single one of them wants to drive all of their competitors out of business. And the thing that we should be concerned about is the fact that when you look at net neutrality, as I've said before, it was simply a beard. The real threat to free speech was not even really primarily coming from the ISPs at this point in time. It's coming from the social media companies. It's coming from the search engine companies. It's coming from that side of it, those people who were supporting net neutrality. Why did they support net neutrality? Well, because they felt that it gave them a business competitive edge against the ISPs, but they weren't supporting it because they were for free speech. You can see they're not for free speech in terms of the way they censor other people. And then, of course, they will censor each other for money. This is where this is all breaking down. We also have the SEC filing charges against a couple of initial coin offerings, a couple of ICOs. Again, these are new cryptocurrencies that people are trying to put into place here. Things are going up really high. Bitcoin was over 12,000 today. The dollar is looking very weak, meanwhile. And then all of these people are going to start coming out of the woodwork when there's a pile of money to be had. So buyer beware about all these new cryptocurrencies that are popping up all over the place. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Jerusalem right after the break.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. There's going to be a big announcement today coming up, I think it's 1 a.m. Eastern, noon Central. So it'll be after this program ends. Big announcement from President Trump about Jerusalem, the declaration today. Of course, we've had a lot of declarations from presidents who are running as candidates, presidential candidates, but we've never had this kind of an announcement from a sitting president. They always seem to be able to conveniently forget what they said when they were running for president. So we're going to talk about what is at stake here, what will or will not happen, because this is something that goes all the way back to 1995. And we're going to talk about the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995 and how presidents ever since then have been delaying this for 6 months at a time. And President Trump has done the same thing and says he's going to do it again. So is there really a change that is happening here? Well, the Arab world is up in arms about this, and they think this is a change. And I think that it is a change, and I'll tell you why I think this is something of real substance. But let's play what President Trump said as a candidate that he would do.
We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
Okay, now we could play clips of Obama saying similar things, of George W. Bush saying exactly the same thing. We could play you clips of Bill Clinton saying the same thing. So what is different about this? You know, as President Trump went on to say in that particular speech, that was before AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, he said, "When I become president, the days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen will end on day one. We will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem." And so Fox News asks, so why is this so controversial? Because it isn't simply about moving the embassy. Understand that when they passed the Embassy Act, and we'll get into this in terms of history, when they passed the Embassy Act, that was kind of a soft way, kind of a backdoor way of recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That is the key thing. And that is what President Trump is going to do today in a declaration, even though the embassy isn't going to move because of physical issues. The real point of where the embassy is to recognize Israel or Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And that's what he's going to do today by a declaration. They say the move is expected to take a minimum of 3 or 4 years before a new embassy can be established. Already under construction is a new U.S. consulate annex in Jerusalem, which is believed to be more secure than the current embassy in Tel Aviv. Although senior administration officials said there is no facility currently ready for personnel to move into, Trump will reportedly sign and will continue to sign the 6-month waiver to the Jerusalem Embassy Act. That's the one I was talking about that was passed in 1995. Tel Aviv is approximately an hour away from Jerusalem. They said this could cause significant harm to U.S. credibility as a mediator, say those who are opposed to this. And as I said before, March 16th Gallup poll said most Americans don't really care about where this is, but we're going to tell you why this is important. The White House says the Jerusalem embassy move is a recognition of reality. The Trump administration said that Jerusalem has long been the actual seat of the Israeli government. And we'll tell you about that in a moment here. They said the bigger, more profound question is, does it trigger instability? Is this going to be a trigger? Well, of course it's going to be a trigger. Are we concerned about what Muslims will do in terms of violence, in terms of the threats of violence? Of course we are. But is that really going to change anything? Before this happened, we had two Islamists named in a terrorist plot just the last day or so to assassinate the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May. Has appeasement really worked for us? When you look at what they're doing in the UK, they're being very accommodating, almost as accommodating as France and Germany to Muslims. Is that making them happy? Are they nice and peaceful? Maybe this isn't going to be the way that we're going to have any peace there. They're looking, when they talk about peace, and they talk about a peace process, I think that when we get to the Muslim street, they're looking at essentially, when they talk about peace, they're talking about submission, I think is what we're talking about here. You know, when they say peace efforts, they're not going to be feeling that there is anything not to fight about unless they have a global caliphate, and we have submitted to that. And so they say the real issue here is the fact that he is going to declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And so Haaretz points out why the world doesn't recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Jerusalem for dummies, they say. So why don't the nearly 160 countries that have diplomatic relations with the state of Israel recognize Jerusalem as its capital now? And why is the possibility that the U.S. may do just that now, nearly seven decades after the establishment of Israel, why is that such a source of apprehension worldwide? They say the answer to that is the importance of Jerusalem to Christianity and to Islam, which between them have more than 3 billion followers worldwide. For Christians, Jesus, their Messiah, died in Jerusalem, came back to life there, and they trace his genealogy back to King David, so forth. For Muslims, Jerusalem, specifically the farthest mosque identified with Al-Aqsa Mosque, was the destination of the Prophet Muhammad on his night journey from where he ascended to heaven to speak with God. And so for each of these religions, there is a spot in the old city of Jerusalem, most sacred, the focus of their strongest, deepest passion and commitment. And so therefore, you see that Christians are taking to the street threatening violence because Jerusalem is going to be recognized as the capital of Israel. No, you don't see that, do you? So they continually pull in these three religions and say, look, all three religions focus on Jerusalem. And yet there's only one religion here that is threatening violence worldwide. That's Islam. And that's what we need to understand about this, that we are not going to get peace through appeasement. And I think the key thing here is that President Trump is trying to keep a promise, a campaign promise, whether you agree with this or not. Let's take a look at the history of the Jerusalem embassy. Of course, the U.S. was the first country to recognize the state of Israel as they declared their independence. And then things rapidly took a turn for the worse with the United Nations, and then with the U.S. essentially changing its mind, opposing Israel, moving its capital to Tel Aviv, from Tel Aviv to West Jerusalem. After they declared Jerusalem as their capital in 1949, they opposed Jordan's plan to make Jerusalem its second capital, announced in 1950. The U.S. opposed Israel's annexation of East Jerusalem after the 67 war. The U.S. has proposed the future of Jerusalem should be the subject of a negotiated settlement, with the UN essentially making these decisions. And as I said, this is at the heart of what is going on in the perjury trial, the lying to FBI that is coming out after Michael Flynn. What was being discussed with the Russian ambassador was what Obama was doing in his final days, his final hit against his enemy, Israel. In 2002, Congress said for the purposes of the registration of birth and certification of nationality or issuance of a passport of a U.S. citizen born in the city of Jerusalem, the secretary shall, upon the request of the citizen or citizen's legal guardian, record the place of birth as Israel. Now, understand, What does that tell you? It tells you that the United States did not even recognize Jerusalem as part of Israel officially. They were saying, if you're going to be born in Israel, what country is that? Because they get into this awkward situation with the United Nations and the partitioning of Jerusalem. So somebody that's born in Jerusalem, the U.S. government says, what country do I put down here? So that's the state of where we've been. The fact that they won't even recognize Jerusalem officially as part of Israel. And it was George W. Bush and Barack Obama that said, no, we're not going to allow that congressional act of 2002. Now, if President Bush declares it as the capital, he is also declaring it as part of Israel, isn't he? That's the essence of this conflict on both sides. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist's war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force now 33% off, and that is a big savings. That is one of our premier products that we sell at InfoWars. It's made, one of the key ingredients is BioPQQ. Very expensive to produce, very expensive to, very difficult to get to. That is now 33% off, big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. The essence is that it helps to keep your telomeres from being shortened. And that's a key thing in terms of natural death, in terms of life expectancy.
I take DNA Force every day, and it's 33% off right now at InfoWars Store. Of course, we are live for 10 hours every weekday, starting with David Knight in the morning, all the way through the conclusion of the War Room with the Alex Jones Show sandwiched in between there, 4 hours of it. And it's all possible because of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're taking a look at President Trump's announcement about Jerusalem. We're just talking here in the break room. I said, one of the reasons I'm having so much trouble going back and forth saying, well, when I mean to talk about Israel, I talk about Jerusalem and vice versa. I said, hey, you know, you don't think of them as being two different things. Most of us in the U.S. don't. I remember being surprised the first time I found out that the U.S. did not recognize Jerusalem as the capital, that we had our embassy in Tel Aviv. It's kind of like when we talk about Washington, we're typically talking about the American government or America, right? And the extent that you're talking about the government, clearly, of course, the government is not, America is not simply just the government. It's far better than our government was, even at this point. They've done their best to take down the rest of America, but it's synonymous with the two. And it has been in the minds of most Americans. I think that's why for most people, they're really not even paying much attention to this. But let's, you know, when I heard this announcement, the cynic in me looked at this and said, ah, yeah, I've heard all this before. I've heard it before. We've seen they're going to move the embassy. And then I saw, oh, okay, he's going to extend it for another 6 months. He's going to not move the embassy. And now they're saying, oh, it's going to be 3 or 4 years before we can say, all right, so nothing's changing. Is that truly the case? Here's the history going back. And of course, this is an article from Haaretz, from Bill Clinton to Trump, the never-ending story of the Jerusalem embassy move. They talked to a couple of former U.S. ambassadors to Israel, and they said, it seems like deja vu all over again. Feels very familiar. Trump isn't the first American president to make a campaign promise to move the embassy, even if he becomes the first to follow through on it. But for now, he's facing the same kind of problems that everybody else has in terms of actually being able to physically do it. One of the individuals who was U.S. ambassador, he says, I wrote my first memo on moving the embassy to Jerusalem in 1982. He was U.S. ambassador to Israel in the 1990s. He worked for AIPAC in the early 80s. He said back then it was Menachem Begin's government in Israel that was pushing for the idea. Then another guy who was U.S. ambassador to Israel under George W. Bush, Dan Kurtzer, said Trump's promise looks different than previous ones, partly because of his choice of David Friedman. He said he's a right-wing attorney, a supporter of the settlement movement. He chose him to be ambassador to Israel. He said, still, it's true that a lot of what they're saying now sounds very familiar to what we've heard in the past and not seen anything done about it. And I thought this was interesting what Kurtzer said. He said that the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv has been there since the 60s. He said when they first built that building, they put it in a very small building. There was a parking, public parking garage underneath it and a gas station right next to it. Here you are in one of the most volatile areas of the world, an area known for car bombs. So you put it right next to a parking garage and you put it right next to a filling station. It's amazing that it was still there. He said they eventually moved the gas station and they still have, however, issues in terms of security. It's not a great, a well-located embassy in the world. And so we'll see what they do. But then they go on and talk about the fact that Bill Clinton declared in February of 1992, at the height of the Democrat primary. See, this is where the candidates always come in. The candidates would always say, oh, we're going to do this. He said he supported recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Later, during the general election, he attacked President George H.W. Bush for having, quote, repeatedly challenged Israel's sovereignty over a united Jerusalem. And Bill Clinton promised that he and his running mate Al Gore would, quote, support Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Israel. But then what happened when he became president? Well, that was 1992 when he was campaigning as for president, as a candidate. But then when he became president in 1995, Congress pushed through the Embassy Act. And these ambassadors say, you know, it's very easy to make these promises when you're a candidate. If you're really going to try to do anything about it, you better do it quickly, because it's going to be harder the longer you wait. And I talk about the fact that even though they passed this in 1995, even though candidate Bill Clinton had said, we're going to recognize Jerusalem as being part of Israel, and George H.W. Bush has denied their sovereignty and so forth, he refused to sign the Jerusalem Embassy Act. The bill stated that the American embassy should move to Jerusalem within 5 years. And so now what we're hearing from President Trump is he's going to move it in 3 to 4 years. So is this a change? You know, we go back and look at this. It was supposed to be no later than May 31st, 1999, according to the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995. That was the date at which the embassy was supposed to move. They attempted to withhold to make this happen. They were going to keep back 50% of the funds appropriated by the State Department, specifically for the acquisition and maintenance of buildings abroad. And so they were going, they actually had financial penalties built into this. And as I said, President Clinton would not sign that bill. And George W. Bush refused to implement it. And Obama refused to implement it. And Trump, for the first part of this administration, has extended this and said, well, we'll take a look at this later as we come to it. And as I point out, the act asserted that every country has a right to designate the capital of its choice and that Israel had designated Jerusalem. The act also noted that the city of Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's president, its parliament, its Supreme Court, and the site of numerous government ministries and social and cultural institutions, also defined as the spiritual center of Judaism. And so what President Trump is saying is that since you've got the president there, the parliament, the Supreme Court, numerous government ministries, since Jerusalem has said that is their capital, I'm going to recognize that, the reality of that today. And that's the key thing, because we get caught up in the embassy and whether or not it's going to be moved there in 6 months or whether it's going to take 3 or 4 years, or which starts to sound like all the promises that they have made since 1995. And we say, well, this isn't really going to be anything. This is just playing to the audience. But there is a key difference here. And the key difference, as I said before, was the whole point of the Jerusalem Embassy Act was a move by Congress to try to get the U.S. to officially recognize Jerusalem as not only being the capital of Israel, but being a part of Israel. As I mentioned before, the act that they ran through in 2002, which George W. Bush ignored, which Obama ignored, said that people born in Jerusalem would be citizens of Israel. They said, no, we can't have that. We can't even pretend that Jerusalem is a part of Israel, let alone the capital. So when President Trump comes out, regardless of how long it takes him to get this through the bureaucracy, when he comes out and says, we are going to move the embassy, but we're recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, that is a big deal. That is a big deal. And so we're going to talk about the response to that and what people are saying they're going to do about that when we come back from the break. But we're also going to talk about the fact that this is all at the center, in essence, of what is going on with the charges against General Flynn, saying that he lied to the FBI. The two things that he was talking to the Russian ambassador about were the sanctions, saying, all right, Obama is putting last-minute sanctions on Russia. Don't react to that. Let us come in and we'll see what we can do to try to work together as two countries. And also, Obama is going to be pushing for settlements and other things in Jerusalem to carve off parts of Jerusalem for Palestinians. We want you to oppose that in the UN. They actually did not. They actually didn't do what Flynn had asked. And he was sent on that mission, reportedly, by Jared Kushner. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's December the 6th, 2017. We've been talking about the upcoming declaration of President Trump, not only about moving the embassy. As I said, that's a secondary issue. And when we look at the movement of the embassy, he has already said that that's going to be delayed perhaps 6 months. They keep signing these 6 months extensions. That's what's happened since 1995. There was an order from Congress and President Clinton, even though he campaigned to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem in recognition of the fact that Jerusalem was actually part of Israel. He then pushed back against that, and every president since then has been doing that. And they were supposed to do it within 5 years. And President Trump is saying, well, we'll do it in 3 to 4 years. That reflects the reality of what actually needs to be moved, the security preparations probably that need to be made there, the movement through the bureaucracy. But the key thing is that the embassy moving to Israel was really about recognizing, moving to Jerusalem is about recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And that's a statement that he's going to make today. So we're going to talk about the reactions to this, but we're also going to talk about how this is at the very center of Flynn's guilty plea for lying to the FBI. And we're also going to talk about people suggesting that Vice President Pence may have been setting himself up as the successor to President Trump, pretending that he knew nothing about that. I know nothing about this. As all of this was happening in terms of the UN Security Council resolution on what was going to happen in Jerusalem and the meeting with the Russian ambassador, even though Vice President Pence was chief of the Trump transition team, he says, oh, no, I was absolutely in the dark And now we have some information that has come out saying that he was pushing for President Trump as candidate to step down after the Access Hollywood tapes and saying, I'll be there. I'll run with Condoleezza Rice. And we're going to take a look at that in just one moment. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force, 33% off. Big savings. This is a very expensive product to produce, very difficult to get because of the key ingredient in it, BioPQQ. As I mentioned earlier in the week, a recent study just showed that certain individuals in the Amish community who were living for quite a long time, they happened to notice it's not just their healthy lifestyle. I mean, these guys eat great. They work on a farm. They get a lot of physical labor. But they also noticed that there was a genetic difference. Some of these guys had lacked a gene that created a protein. That protein would erode telomeres, which are the caps on the end of your DNA strands. And they've known for a long time, they can look at the length of the telomeres, the cap on the end of your DNA strand, and they can kind of extrapolate how long you're going to live, when you're going to die from natural causes. Because as that erodes and disappears, you start having all kinds of natural diseases that come with aging. Because as your DNA starts to unravel, because those caps are gone, just think of it like a twisted shoestring. And when that cap on the end of the shoestring comes off and your DNA starts to unravel, then all kinds of things start to happen in your body. So there are things in your body that can erode the telomeres, or things that can prevent the erosion of telomeres, or that can promote their health. And BioPQQ and studies that have looked at that have identified that as something that is very helpful. That's why we call it DNA Force. That is now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get multivitamins without taking multi-pills. Also minerals as well, 50% off. And we also have Super Blue fluoride-free products, 50% off. Check out the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, so let's talk about how this is really kind of coming back a year later. Still about Jerusalem, isn't it? Always at the center of things, strangely enough. Flynn is accused of making false statements about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. One of the two statements is allegedly about the UN resolution that would condemn Israel's settlements as, quote, a flagrant violation of international law, and which President Trump's team sought to have vetoed. And this was something that was being put in at the last minute. Just as President Obama was leaving, they were trying to run this thing through. The December 1st court filing that we just have been talking about over the last week that talks about General Flynn lying to the FBI states that on or about December the 22nd last year, Flynn did not ask the Russian ambassador to delay the vote on or defeat a pending UN Security Council resolution, and that the Russian ambassador subsequently never described to Flynn Russia's response to the request. The filing says that Flynn misled the FBI about this, which would mean that he allegedly did ask the Russian ambassador to delay the vote or to defeat the resolution. And this was not something that was hidden by anybody. This was not some skull and dagger thing that was being done behind closed doors. And we've had situations in the past where that was done. And they're saying, oh, this is a violation of the Logan Act. If you go back and you look at what President-elect Eisenhower did, he visited South Korea during the transition period. In November of 1952, he was laying out a plan to end the Korean War. Henry Kissinger secretly, as part of the transition team, reached out to North Vietnam during the 1968 transition. He wanted to restart the peace talks. So we've had this type of thing happen before. It's not a crime. It is not part of the Logan Act. Nobody has ever taken any exception to it in the past. And President Trump wasn't secretive about this. This wasn't Henry Kissinger going in secret to talk to the North Vietnamese to end the war. This is President Trump tweeting about it on December the 22nd, at the same time this meeting was happening, same day it happened. President Trump tweeted, quote, the resolution being considered in the UN Security Council regarding Israel should be vetoed. Egypt then postponed the vote that had been scheduled for that day, December the 22nd, the same day that Flynn met with the Russian ambassador. However, it passed on December the 23rd with 14 in favor and the U.S. abstaining. According to an article at Foreign Policy, following this year, February 2017, Michael Flynn played a key role in attempting to scupper the UN vote. They said Flynn and other members of the president's transition team launched a vigorous diplomatic bid to head off a UN Security Council vote condemning Israel's settlements. So it was not hidden. It was in the open. He was tweeting about it. They were doing it in the open. Everybody knew that it was happening in the open. And we've had many presidents in the past who would do things openly or in secret because of policies that were coming up. Apparently, the only person who didn't know anything about this is Vice President Pence, the chief of the transition team, if he's to be believed. And ever since this happened with General Flynn getting fired so quickly after the Trump administration began, and Vice President Pence being at the center of this, there have been rumors, going back to the Access Hollywood tape, there have been rumors that Pence and Priebus were saying that to Trump, you're going to lose really badly because of this tape that came out from Billy Bush. They've got you now. You might as well just resign, and I'll take your place. How about that? So there have been rumors about that. There's more details about that happening now. We look at the Senate race in Alabama, and before any of this stuff about women accusing Roy Moore happened, remember that the GOP establishment spent over $30 million to oppose Roy Moore and Mo Brooks, the two conservatives there, because they wanted to push forward their lobbyist, their puppet, Luther Strange. And so Mitch McConnell was involved in that. The Senate Leadership Fund was spending $30 million. And even though they got President Trump to endorse Luther Strange, when he went down there and spoke, he said, they're both good guys, and I'll campaign for whichever one wins. And then he started talking about NFL kneeling. Remember, that was when that started. And so he said, maybe I made a mistake endorsing Luther Strange, because it was clearly obvious at that point he was going to lose badly in the runoff. Vice President Pence, however, was not deterred. As a charter member of the GOP establishment, he went down and campaigned very hard for Luther Strange, the puppet, right up to the point of the election. And so it doesn't come as a surprise to me that he would be pretending that he's been kept in the dark about all this stuff that happened in the transition team, even though he was head of the transition team. It's absolutely amazing. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about reactions from Muslims, reactions from the entire world as to President Trump's announcement about whether or not Jerusalem
after years of research, working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas. May your new year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We'll let that play just a little bit this time of year. We're going to take a look at what is going on, because in terms of Vice President Pence, in terms of H.R. McMaster, it seems that as this impeachment process is coming together, and we got a clip here from Morning Joe Scarborough, saying, they're all going to go to jail for the rest of their lives. I mean, this clearly is a serious plot. There's a story on Zero Hedge saying a retired CIA agent working with the Blackwater founder claims that H.R. McMaster approved NSA spying on the Trump family, as well as Steve Bannon and others. Kind of interesting. These people who appear to be the enemies of Trump are now in his inner circle as well. I think it's very interesting. We go back and we look at what was happening at the center of the case against Michael Flynn. They came in there. They had all the transcripts, of course. The NSA had been listening to him and others. They had all the transcripts. They met with him. He didn't know that this was going to be a deposition or an inquisition or whatever. It was a surprise. He didn't have a lawyer with him. And they started asking him questions. And we still don't know, because the guy who conducted this interview is the same guy who let Hillary Clinton's close advisors, Huma Abedin and others, off even after they lied. He didn't charge them with felonies. He was looking at the email investigation into Hillary Clinton, and he pushed that away. So no charges here. Even tried to tone down the language from a public perspective for Hillary Clinton. And now it's coming out, all of these things, that this guy is at the center of it. And people are saying, was there anybody else from the FBI there? Do we have to take this guy's word for it, that General Flynn was lying? We know that he pled guilty, but we know that they have a way of using leverage of other crimes to get you to plead guilty to whatever they want. And so were there any other FBI agents there? Was there a transcript of this that we could see or other people that we could ask to testify just to validate this, since this guy seems to be so highly politicized? And, of course, we have seen that McMaster and others pushed out people who were loyal to Trump, people who were part of the Trump agenda. They've been pushed out of the administration. And so this is a very big revelation coming out of Zero Hedge, that a retired CIA agent says that H.R. McMaster approved the NSA spying on Trump family members as well as Steve Bannon and others. This is a report that surfaced in The Intercept, this individual coming out here. So let's play Joe Scarborough, who is so excited about this. I think he's going to wind up eating these words just like Joy Behar did. I played that clip for you yesterday. Here's what Joe Scarborough said.
You know, the campaign, Trump didn't think he was going to win, right, even on election day.
Right.
But it was all about money. It was all about making contacts. We've said this before, but I think the most remarkable thing about it is that even now that he's president, it's still all about money. Like, he's not sitting there thinking, what
you're not doing this for money, are you, Joe?
Or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan thought, like, what is my legacy going to be? He's thinking every day, how can I leverage this so when I get out of the White House.
Pause this a second. You know what? If this is all about money and he wasn't really concerned about his legacy, do you think he'd be sticking his neck out on this Jerusalem issue? I don't think so. But of course, this is Joe Scarborough, and we can take what he says with a grain of salt. It's interesting, though, to see what these diehard enemies of President Trump will say. And of course, he's really doubled down after President Trump tweeted out, hey, let's look at that intern that Joe Scarborough had that died under mysterious circumstances. Maybe we should investigate that. And then he really doubled down. But here's some more of Joe Scarborough for entertainment.
Funny.
Let's go back to Joe.
Knowing them, I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening, because I don't know if they were arrogant or just incredibly unself-aware and really dumb about, like, what the job was about, how important it was, and how
the news thinks they have a noose around his neck.
Every move you made would be. I think they just thought they'd go in there and flim-flam and riff through it.
You know,
and I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening and that people might.
I think they're
going to
be shocked. All right, let's stop.
Exactly,
that's enough
right.
of the. That's enough of the fake noose that they're trying to put around his neck. Let's go back, though, and look at what happened. Why did President Trump think that he was going to lose right up to the end? Well, we have a story that surfaced in The Atlantic. It's a new profile coming out of that. As they point out, the Washington Post revealed that Donald Trump and the Access Hollywood tapes that came out, they thought they had him. And there was a lot of concern about this. This is what The Atlantic reported. They said, it's been reported that Pence sent Trump a letter saying that he needed time to decide whether or not he could stay with the campaign. In other words, Pence says, I'm not really sure if I'm going to continue here because, you know, we had this locker room talk that you did 10 years ago that's been released by one of the Bush family members. And, you say something like that, I don't know if I can stick around. And so I may have to drop out. They say, but in fact, according to several Republicans familiar with the situation, Pence wasn't just thinking about dropping out. He was contemplating a coup. Within hours of the Post's bombshell, the Washington Post, Pence made it clear to the Republican National Committee that he was ready to take Trump's place as the party's nominee. No, just out of loyalty to the party, of course. No personal ambition here involved at all. Such a move just 4 weeks before the election day would have been unprecedented, but the situation seemed dire enough to call for radical action. Republican donors and party leaders began buzzing about making Pence, all these people who were the never Trumpers. Now we finally got him. You know, we're going to get him out at every juncture of the primary process. They were going to defeat Trump. Remember that? And then when it looked like he had a lock on the votes, they said, we're going to have a brokered convention. And that didn't work out. And now they think they've got him because of the Bush family leaking this tape. And so he's going around getting all the party leaders, all the big money behind the GOP establishment. And Pence is saying, we could draft Condoleezza Rice as my running mate. Amid the chaos, Trump convened a meeting of his top advisors in his Manhattan penthouse. He went around the room. He asked each person for the damage assessment. Priebus bluntly told Trump that he could either drop out immediately or he would lose in an historic landslide. This is why we hear Joe Scarborough say, yeah, Trump thought he was going to lose. Why? Because his inner circle, the GOP establishment, people like Priebus and Pence were telling him that he was going to lose. You know who was the only person in that inner circle telling him, you're going to win with a landslide? That was Steve Bannon telling him that. But they don't put that in the article here. Priebus bluntly told Trump he would drop out immediately or lose an historic landslide. According to somebody who was present, Priebus added that Pence and Rice were, quote, ready to step in. So you can get out immediately for the sake of the party, and Pence and Condoleezza Rice can run. And if you don't, you're going to lose in a historic landslide. And Bannon said, don't believe him. You're going to win. And now you've got Pence saying, I knew nothing about these meetings with the Russian ambassador about Jerusalem and all this kind of stuff. I knew nothing about the meeting about the sanctions. Oh, that's, you know, it's a horrible thing. And it was Flynn who lied to me. So President Trump, you should fire Flynn. He's right at the center of all this stuff. And as I pointed out earlier, he was down there fighting up to the last minute for the GOP lobbyist puppet Luther Strange. And that was way before any of the stuff about women came out. You know, he wants to pretend, oh yeah, that Access Hollywood tape. No, that's just too much. And it's interesting too, because they really did think they had him. They thought with the combination of that tape and what they had, caught there. And then Gloria Allred comes out with her accuser. And that might have been the end of it, except that they found an email from her begging them to come and promote her business. And that was the thing, I think, that saved them. People saw that that was a false accusation, a very old accusation saying that he had sexually assaulted her and harassed her. And she didn't quit then either. And now they're talking, there's an article in USA Today, former apprentice contestant Summer Zervos is still battling Trump. Now she's coming after him in a defamation lawsuit. Because when he came out and defended himself and said, look, you were begging me. You said that I assaulted you. You're begging me to come to your place of business and promote your business before you then got nasty and accused me of something that I say I didn't do. And then she said, that's defamation. And that's exactly the way things are working out in the Alabama Senate race, isn't it? You go back and it's still Gloria Allred, same one that was representing Summer Zervos, same one who filed defamation, same one who continues to defame Roy Moore with a forged yearbook.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Is the coup that's being attempted against President Trump, is that really an inside job? Was it really H.R. McMaster and people like the GOP establishment represented by Vice President Pence who are really trying to push Trump out? There's an article that has come out of The Intercept. You'll find it also on Zero Hedge, saying that a retired CIA agent says that H.R. McMaster approved an NSA spy job on the Trump family. This is a former CIA agent, John R. McGuire. He was a Trump transition team member. He works for intelligence contractor, a mentor group, and he spent over two decades as a paramilitary officer, including tours in Central America and working with the Contras. After he retired, he began to work with Blackwater founder Eric Prince. Now, McGuire told donors at the time that there were Obama administration holdovers withholding information from President Trump. And furthermore, that H.R. McMaster, a protege of former CIA Director David Petraeus. Remember, we talked about this. This is why we were concerned when H.R. McMaster was appointed. It was because of his close connections with David Petraeus, who we were just recently talking about, in connections with Benghazi. He was a CIA director when Benghazi happened. And for 13 hours, David Petraeus and Hillary Clinton did not send any support to the people at Benghazi. And here's this guy. McMaster was one of his key people working for David Petraeus. And so we looked at this. We knew that Petraeus was opposed to Trump. We knew that he was a Clinton man. They say that McMaster authorized, this is what McGuire was saying, this is what's reported by The Intercept, he authorized a spying operation on members of the Trump family, as well as Steve Bannon, and get this. Then he sent the information that they got to a facility that was owned by George Soros. That's what The Intercept is reporting. Glenn Greenwald's paper. So McGuire told at least two people that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, in coordination with a top official at the NSA, authorized surveillance of Steve Bannon and Trump family members, including Donald Trump. And they sent this to the surveillance intelligence to a facility in Cyprus owned by George Soros. McGuire was certain that the deep state was going to kick the president out of office within a year. So it's getting pretty close, isn't it? Saying these guys said they were protecting the president. Okay, so that's at the center of this. And the other thing that is at the center of this is what's going on with Jerusalem, is the capital of Israel. Jerusalem was at the center of what was being talked about, what they said that Flynn lied to the FBI about, and what Vice President Pence says he knew nothing about it. He was the chair of the transition team. And as CNN is pointing out, this is a test of Pence's "I was in the dark" defense. They said new revelations about Michael Flynn's lies to the FBI are laying bare Vice President Pence's in-the-dark strategy when it comes to Russia's election meddling, and it raises new questions as to whether or not he could have been left in the dark, as he's argued for nearly a year. And see, the problem with all of this is that Vice President Pence doesn't want to look like the typical vice president who doesn't usually have anything to do except to go to state funerals. He wants to look like he's in charge here. He's in the loop. He's the responsible person. He's the adult in the room. That's what he continues to pose as. But he also wants to say at the same time, I didn't know anything about what was happening with the Trump transition team, even though I was chair of the Trump transition team. I had no idea what was going on. This thing has nothing to do with me. But I'm the adult in the room. I'm the real president here. I'm the one who knows what's going on. they say among top transition officials, Pence would have been largely alone in his lack of knowledge. So what they're saying is the entire transition team knew what was going on. There was nothing illegal about this. There was nothing unusual about it. As we talked about, Eisenhower did it, Nixon did it, and so forth. Many presidents have done this. They hit the ground running if they want to, got something that they need to accomplish. But Pence says, no, I didn't know anything about that. Everybody else did. Pence didn't. Pence was trying to set himself up to take Trump's place, even before the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk about what's going on in the Supreme Court. Because as many people have pointed out, this is a key issue in terms of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, whether or not and to what level people are going to discriminate. Are we going to allow discrimination against individuals? This is what is being argued before the Supreme Court. And we've had some arguments yesterday and some questioning by the justices back and forth. And we're going to tell you what they had to say. I think it's a very interesting subject, and it is something that really does affect all of us. And we'll talk about what's behind it. But let's first take a look at what the people directly involved in this, both the couple that wanted to get married as well as the baker. And let's run that clip of what they're both saying.
Like any couple getting married, we had a million details to finalize. On this particular day, it was special to us. We had a binder full of ideas.
They said that they were here to look for wedding cakes.
As soon as we sat down with the owner, he asked who the cake was for.
They were sitting at our wedding desk. They had my wedding book open with wedding pictures in front of them.
We told him it was for us.
Right away, I knew that it's not a cake that I would be able to create for them. Told him, sorry guys, I don't do cakes for same-sex weddings. They looked at me like, what do you mean?
We were horrified and just embarrassed and hurt.
I'll make you birthday cakes, shower cakes, cookies, brownies. Basically, I'll sell you anything else in the store. But that's just a cake that I can't do. And the conversation didn't go any farther. They got mad, stood up, stormed out of the shop.
In the parking lot, we were very emotional. It's embarrassing to admit, but I cried.
I didn't want to use my artistic talents to create something that went against my Christian faith. I don't see this as a case of discrimination. I see discrimination as saying, you people are not welcome in my shop. But I always, always, always welcome everybody in my shop. There are just events that I don't create cakes for. This was one of them. But the two gentlemen that came in are welcome in my shop any day. To turn away somebody because of their sexual orientation, that would be discrimination. To turn away an event, the opportunity to create a cake for an event, is not discrimination.
This isn't about artistic expression. I don't feel like we asked for a piece of art or for him to make a statement. We simply asked him for a cake, and he denied that to us simply because of who we are.
I feel that I'm being compelled to create artwork for an event, an inherently religious event that goes against my faith. And I'm being compelled to do so under threat of penalty of jail time and fines for not complying.
Okay, so you heard from both a baker and the couple that was there saying that they wanted him to make a wedding cake for their gay wedding. They reported, he also said the conversation was fairly short. They told him that they wanted a cake to celebrate their planned wedding, which would be performed in another state. I don't know if they were close to the border there or not. I thought that was unusual because usually a wedding cake is a fairly large thing. I mean, you're not going to transport it a long distance, but maybe they weren't. Very far away. Maybe they were close to the border of where they were going to be going to have the actual wedding. He said it's not about the wedding cake. It's about civil rights. He said he told them The Bible said in the beginning there was male and female, he said. He offered to make any other baked goods for the men, at which point they both stormed out and left. And so that's the key thing that they're talking about. Is this speech? Is this artistic freedom? And so there was a lot of questions back and forth in the Supreme Court about whether or not this is art. Is it art when a chef does it, but if a cook does it, it's not art or whatever? Well, we've had this kind of discussion before, actually. There was already a case in Kentucky that involved a t-shirt printer. And they said that the fight was over whether or not he was going to print some slogan that had to do with promoting homosexuality. The Lexington Fayette Urban County Human Rights Commission sued the Lexington-based company that was Hands On Originals. The owner was accused of violating fairness rules, but lower courts ruled that while he was required to serve any customer, he was not required to promote any message. You know, when I look at this, I think the way to understand this is with a t-shirt analogy. And also, for the people on the left, I know that it may be hard for them to understand the idea of religious freedom. And one of the things that came up in the Supreme Court arguments were some statements from the commissioners in the Colorado town. They were very hostile to the idea of freedom of religion, saying religion is horrible, and that's one of the most despicable phrases I've ever seen, is freedom of religion. And so Justice Kennedy, who is the swing judge typically on these cases, you never can tell exactly where Kennedy is going to be. Sometimes he votes with the left side of the Supreme Court, sometimes he votes with the right side. He said he thought that was very intolerant itself. But let's think about this. If you're on the left, and think about politics as religion, because, you know, those are two things that are most controversial. You want to get in an argument with somebody, talk to them about politics or religion. Most people on the right will put religion a little bit ahead of politics, but all the people that I've known on the left will put politics way ahead of religion if they have any at all. So think about that. Think about a t-shirt. Would you accept an order for a Make America Great Again t-shirt that would violate your political beliefs? Because the First Amendment is not simply about religious freedom. It's also about political speech and political freedom of speech. So if somebody came, if I went in and I said, I want you to make a t-shirt for me. I know that you are a diehard Hillary Clinton supporter, and I insist that you make a Trump is my president t-shirt. Would that be discrimination against me if you did not do that? How about having you bake a cake with a picture of Bill Clinton on it, and the big, and I want you to write across it, rapist. Or let's do another one with Hillary Clinton. And I want you to put her behind bars, and I want you to write on there, Hillary Clinton is a lying, scheming bitch. Is that hateful? Yeah, it's hateful. But, you know, you have to understand the perspective of Christians. They have very closely held beliefs, religious beliefs. And so when you make them violate that, they see that as a rebellion, as a hatred of God, as a hatred of God's law, as a hatred of God's natural order, of the society, the traditions that they have always held. And so that is as offensive to them as if you were to go in and demand that I were to go in and demand that you print a t-shirt with those slogans that were anti-Hillary Clinton and anti-Bill Clinton, which is your religion. I have many family members, extended family members. That is truly a religion to them, their Democrat Party membership. And I think that's the way that we need to understand it. And in the case of the t-shirt manufacturer, right, he would, just as this baker said, he said, I will sell you any baked goods that you have here. It's just that I don't want to write that on a cake, because I would feel like I was rebelling against God if I were to do that. And that violates my religion, and that violates my own personal rights. So we have individual rights that are in conflict here. And so just like the t-shirt guy would say, I will sell you any of the t-shirts here. I'll sell you blanks. That's fine. Here you go. Here's your blanks. And this baker says, I will sell you cupcakes. I'll sell you blank cakes. I'll sell anything that I bake here in the store. But when it comes to what you want me to write on there, or to design this, that's a different issue, because now you're making me do something that I'm not comfortable with doing. And I've got to say, when it comes to the politics side of this, as a libertarian, any government that would force me to perform a service that I find to be abhorrent is the same as a government forcing me to do involuntary servitude, which is another name for slavery. You know, I had a small business once, and I thought it was always interesting that I needed to get a privilege license. I didn't have a right to run a business, according to this government. I had a right to welfare, they would say, but I didn't have a right to start a business or to run a business. So running a business was a privilege, but welfare was a right. See, unlike Doug Jones, who's running in Alabama, I don't see my human rights given to me by a creator as a privilege that is granted by government. I don't see the absolutes in the Bill of Rights, which are a bill of rights of the American people, all of us collectively as individuals. I don't see those individual rights as something that is relative, that can be negotiated, that parts of it can be taken away. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the Supreme Court justices said. Very interesting, the line of questioning going back and forth. But you know what? My rights don't come from the Supreme Court either. They come from my creators. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force now 33% off, and that is a big savings. That is one of our premier products that we sell at InfoWars. It's made, one of the key ingredients is BioPQQ. Very expensive to produce, very expensive to, very difficult to get to. That is now 33% off, big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. The essence is that it helps to keep your telomeres from being shortened. And that's a key thing in terms of natural death, in terms of life expectancy.
I take DNA Force every day, and it's 33% off right now at InfoWarsStore. Of course, we are live for 10 hours every weekday, starting with David Knight in the morning all the way through the conclusion of the War Room with the Alex Jones Show sandwiched in between there, 4 hours of it. And it's all possible because of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic, but doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus, and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick, a Other ingredients include vitamin B12, a neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can't hold my baby closer.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I imagine the people in Southern California were wishing it was a little cooler. The fires there are really getting horrendous. They're being fueled by 25-mile-an-hour winds, and they have now had almost 200,000 people evacuated in various areas. 65,000 acres, as of early this morning, were under attack, and now it is moving toward Bel Air. A wind-driven wildfire, reports LA Times, and Bel Air prompted a full closure of the 405 freeway as well as mandatory evacuations in the area of multi-million dollar homes early today. The fire is estimated to cover some 50 acres by 6:20 a.m., but LA fire officials said it was being fueled by 25-mile-per-hour winds and would likely grow even more. The LA Police Department has ordered the evacuation of homes in many different areas. They say the fire has caused massive gridlock along one of the city's most congested commuter corridors. And so we certainly feel sorry for the people in California. Not the first time this has happened. They've not yet recovered from the previous wildfires. I want to get back to the arguments going back and forth in the Supreme Court. Some interesting comments made by the Supreme Court justices in this case of conflicts of rights. But before we do, real quickly, there's been an update to John Conyers. Confusion yesterday as he was saying he was going to retire, and we said, well, is he getting out of Congress, or is he going to finish out his term or whatever? Oh, he's going to finish out his term, I think. And now it has turned into a family feud. Because remember, as soon as he said, I'm going to retire, and I want my son, John Conyer III, to run. Okay. And I said, what is this, some kind of a hereditary peerage or something? He's going to have to come up with a title. Maybe he could be like Duke of Ellington or Count Basie, or maybe just the Duke of Earl. I don't know. But this is like a hereditary peerage that he's passing this on. And after he announced that he was not going to run again and that he would like to see his son, John Conyers III, go, he said his nephew then jumped in, Ian Conyers, and said that he would be taking the seat. And he said, quote, I am absolutely going to file for his seat. Ian Conyers is a state senator, and he told that to the New York Times. So what are they going to campaign on? What is their slogan going to be? Vote for me, I'm not like my dad. Or vote for me, I'm like my dad. I think that's a lose-lose situation either way they go. But I think it is dangerous for him to go back to the Capitol. Ian Conyers said, he is not resigning. He's going to retire. His doctor advised him that the rigor of another campaign would be too much for him just in terms of his health. You know, it might be too rigorous for him to go back to Capitol Hill with all the temptations that he faces. It might give him a heart attack. He doesn't seem to be able to cope very well with those types of temptations. Maybe that's why he's in the hospital right now, besides his advanced age of 88. These people who decide that they are not going to leave office until God term limits them, and we got a lot of them in both parties, unfortunately, great arguments for term limitation. The only excuse that I've seen offered for his conduct is mental incompetence by some people. And of course, we had the article that was on the Drudge Report about 6 weeks ago now, I think, where they were talking to the Capitol Hill Pharmacy that had been serving members of Congress since the late 1800s. And as they were talking about the long tradition of this, it was embedded in there just a little bit that Drudge picked up and then made that the headline of the link, saying, I don't know how the Congress people who are taking these drugs even know what they voted on yesterday. because these people who are taking these kinds of drugs in these dosages have severe dementia. And we're looking at you, Nancy Pelosi and John Conyers. That may be the case. Nevertheless, he should be out. So let's take a look at what was going on in the Supreme Court. The Daily Caller says the Supreme Court appears to be sympathetic to the Christian Baker. Say a majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appears sympathetic with the baker from Colorado who declined to create the custom wedding cake for an LGBT couple. David Mullins and Charlie Craig, and we played that clip for you in the last segment, the gay couple who went into Jack Phillips' masterpiece cake shop in Lakewood, Colorado. And a key part of this I find interesting and nonsense is the fact that this is artistic. Therefore, it should be protected speech. You know, if we go back and we look at the history of the Supreme Court, and I've talked about this before, as Woodrow Wilson was trying to get us involved in World War I, there was a guy who did a movie called The Spirit of 76 about the American Revolution. And it was a period piece. He had done the costumes and everything for G.W. Griffith's Birth of the Nation, which, regardless of its praise of the Ku Klux Klan as a response to Reconstruction, the costumes that were done and the recreations of historical events, even like the shooting of Lincoln in Ford Theater and the surrender at Appomattox, I mean, it looked like a moving tabloid of the photographs that existed from the era. And it was the guy who did the costumes for D.W. Griffith's movie, Birth of a Nation, who said, I'm going to do one about the American Revolution. We'll call it Spirit of 76. Well, guess what? It portrayed the British in a negative light because the heroes were fighting against them for independence. Woodrow Wilson didn't like that. So Woodrow Wilson said, I'm going to censor your film. Why? Because he wanted the U.S. to get into World War I on the side of the Brits. And so he didn't want the Brits to look like villains. And so they censored his film in Chicago. And it disappeared for a while. They forced him to make some cuts, and then he put it in California. They took it to L.A. and showed the full film again, at which point they arrested him. They eventually fined him $10,000 and gave him several years in jail. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court at that time said there is no freedom of speech, no artistic freedom, and there's no free speech protections for films, for movies. And it stood that way until the mid-1950s, when they decided that film is protected under free speech, and the Supreme Court reversed itself. That's why I say Supreme Court decisions are just decisions made by politically appointed people wearing black robes. We should take them no more seriously than that. But unfortunately, everybody has decided that they're going to pay attention to what the Supreme Court says. Everybody in government does. And so it does have the effect of law, because the people with guns and uniforms make it so. And I find it interesting when they focus on the artistic angle of this, to go back and look at what just happened with Vaxxed at the Tribeca Film Festival. And we've talked to Del Bigtree several times, and he really knows what's going on about the vaccination issues. And his film, which had been selected for the Tribeca Film Festival, they had the filmmakers who supposedly are people who think that freedom of speech and art are an absolute that rises above everything else. You know, we had Harvey Weinstein saying, hey, Roman Polanski, come on, the guy, let him back in the country. You know, he's suffered by being out of the country, but he's true to his art. So that gives him a pass for raping underage girls. And he should come back in because nothing is higher than art. And these people at the Tribeca Film Festival, who would also take that position, I imagine, said, no, we're not going to let a movie about vaccinations and possible link to autism. We're not going to let that be shown. We're going to censor that. So much for freedom of speech when it comes to artistic license. I don't even know why this is such a central issue at the Supreme Court, but we'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight. Before we get into the comments from the court, they hear Perry Mason in the background here. We're going to look at what happened in court yesterday in the Supreme Court. We have a couple of very important items on sale at InfoWarsStore.com that I want to tell you about. DNA Force, 33% off. Big savings off of a premier product. Very expensive to produce. Very difficult to produce. DNA Force is now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our multivitamin drink mix, a great way to take a cross-section of vitamins and minerals without having to swallow a lot of pills. That is also 50% off. And Super Blue fluoride-free products, 50% off. We don't have the harmful fluoride in it. Instead, we have iodine and nano silver to fight bacteria in your mouth that leads to gum disease, that leads to tooth loss and to heart disease. So it's a great product, tastes great, leaves your breath tasting very fresh, and it is 50% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. Let's go to the arguments at the Supreme Court here. We have Alina Kagan expressing incredulity when the lawyer arguing for the baker said that this was a element of artistic expression. And I just talked about that in the last segment about how silly the idea is that it is artistic expression. And she didn't buy it. She says, I don't know that a baker creates protected expression, but a chef does not. She said, so the baker is speech, but the great chef, who is like everything is perfect on the plate and it's a work of art, it's a masterpiece, he's not creating art. She said, Alito quipped and said, my colleagues, I think, go to a more elite restaurant than I do. I don't need it places where they say that their dishes are a work of art. But I think this is more to the point, what we got. Actually, she went on to say, before we get to what Kennedy had to say, she said, well, what about the jeweler who designs rings? And the guy says, well, that would depend on the context. That's the lawyer arguing for the baker. Kagan was just starting. They said, what about the hairstylist? She says, is the hairstylist an artist? Oh, absolutely not, says the lawyer. There's no expression or protected speech in that kind of content. Kagan asked, the makeup artist is not an artist. She said it's called an artist. He's called a makeup artist. And again, the courtroom started laughing. And then that's when she got into the analogy about the chef versus the baker. The baker is engaged in speech, but the chef isn't. And I think this is all being argued very poorly by the lawyer for the chef. As I said before, it's a difference between selling somebody a t-shirt and saying, I'm going to put something on here that you're adamantly opposed to. Like, it doesn't have to be religion. It could be your political expression. The fact that you don't like the idea that Bill Clinton be labeled a racist, or that we would say lock up Hillary, and you don't want to put that on a t-shirt. That's your right. That should be your right not to put that on there. You would still have your business open. You'd still be selling blank t-shirts to people, but you would say, I'm not going to put something out there that I'm adamantly opposed to. And that's really the issue here. And we've had lower court cases in Kentucky that have said exactly that same thing. A t-shirt manufacturer could not be compelled to put slogans on t-shirts that he didn't agree with. He would still be open for business, and he would still be selling t-shirts to people. And this baker said, I would still sell them cupcakes and other cakes that were not decorated. So this whole thing about artistry is a bunch of nonsense. But then Kennedy gets to the real essence of it. Kennedy suggested that Colorado had not been tolerant of Phillips' religious beliefs. And I think what Kennedy talks about here in a memo that surfaced from somebody here, the Colorado Solicitor General, he said, they've not been tolerant. At one juncture, he asked the Colorado Solicitor General Frederick Yarger to disavow statements that were made by the commissioners. That's who made the statements. The commissioners during hearing. And these statements, he said, suggested hostility to Orthodox religion. One statement that Justice Kennedy read in part from the bench said religion had been used to justify slavery and the Holocaust. And as I said many times before, it was also religion that stopped slavery. They conveniently ignore that, the people who don't like religion, who don't like Christianity. And this is what the statement said. It said, religion has been used to justify all kinds of discrimination throughout history, whether it be slavery, whether it be the Holocaust, said one commissioner. He said, we can list hundreds of situations where freedom of religion has been used to justify discrimination. And to me, it is one of the most despicable pieces of rhetoric that people can use. You understand? This Colorado commissioner, these people who wanted to punish this baker because he said, I have rights too. And I don't think that you should be able to exercise your rights over my rights here. I'll sell you a blank cake or whatever, but I'm not going to put something on here that I feel is hateful towards God that violates my religious principles. I have some rights here as well. And this commissioner says, the fact that you would bring up freedom of religion, that is one of the most despicable pieces of rhetoric that anybody could ever use. Well, it happens to be in the Constitution, whether this Colorado commissioner likes it or not. It happens to have been the foundation of our country. Our country was founded largely by people who came here because they were tired of religious persecution. They were tired of having one group of Christians attack another group of Christians because they were part of a different denomination. And some of them were going to jail. Some of them were being killed. Christianity has moved on from that point. There is nobody in Christianity. You don't have the Baptist trying to kill the Methodist or vice versa anymore. You don't have the Catholics trying to kill the Protestants or vice versa anymore. That did happen at one point in time, and we still see that in Islam. Islam hasn't moved on from that. And but you don't see that in Christianity. And there's nobody in Christianity that is saying, we need to jail homosexuals. We need to break into their room, into their homes and drag them out of bed and flog them or jail them or whatever. Nobody is saying that. We're simply saying that we are not going to be, we're not going to have demands placed upon us that violate our conscience. That's why this country was founded, because people said, I will go to jail or I will die before I'll violate my conscience. And we still have people like that in America. I'm one of those people. I hope you're one of those people as well, because you should have things that you're willing to die for, that you will not let people compel you to do. And no matter how many people we got wearing black robes or official costumes, I'm not going to bow to your demands. What America was created on, and that's the reason that's the First Amendment. It's not just political speech. It's not just artistic speech. It's to say that you're not going to tell me what I'm going to do in the way of religion. The reason that they have the non-establishment clause there is because when people came to this country, they were setting up in every one of these states, they did have an official religion. They would require people to sometimes attend that church, the church services, and in most cases, they would require them to give money to that church, even if they didn't require them to attend. So they had established churches. They were very concerned that a central government was going to pick and establish a church that wasn't theirs. So the Catholics in Maryland and the Baptists in Rhode Island and the Congregationalists in New England said, wait a minute, I don't want you picking this other religion and forcing that down my throat. And we're not going to let you force your politics down our throats either, to the extent that it's going to exclude our religious beliefs. And that's what this is really essentially about. And I think Kennedy got to the essence of this when he showed the hatred and the prejudice and the bigotry and the ignorance of that Colorado commissioner. That's what the central part of this case is. And Kennedy went on to say, tolerance is essential in a free society. And tolerance is most meaningful when it is mutual. It seems to me that the state in its position here has been neither tolerant nor respectful of Mr. Phillips' religious beliefs. That's why many people believe that this is going to go in the favor of the baker, because he's typically the swing vote. You don't usually know which way he's going to go on something. It looks like now he's going to go with a literal interpretation of the First Amendment, that we have individual freedom of speech, individual freedom of religious, not just beliefs, but we can actually act on that in our life. It actually has consequences in the way that we live our life. What a novel idea. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to take a look at some various news stories at the top. We typically do at the top of the hour. One of these is what's happening with guns. You know, we have an update to a story that we talked about a few days ago, how the Honolulu Police Department said that anybody who is certified for medical marijuana, turn in your guns, turn in your ammunition, or we're going to come confiscate it. And there was a public outcry against that. And they said, all right, maybe we'll rethink that. Absolutely incredible. But I think that's a key thing to understand, is that once people can come together, this is an important story, because if we get the right to understand people's freedom for medical marijuana and to define what your medical treatment is going to be, even if it is medical marijuana, if we can get the right to understand that and tolerate that, and if we can get the left to understand people's right of self-defense under the Second Amendment, if we can get those two things to come together, that would be transformational in terms of a paradigm shift, wouldn't it? This is kind of a key story, I think. When you see people looking at this and saying, oh, wait a minute, we're not going to give up our guns. We're not going to have gun confiscation just because we need this natural product as a health aid. And there are many cases where it is the only thing that is really effective. Interestingly enough, here in Texas, even though we don't recognize medical marijuana, we have recognized the fact that it can be prescribed after you've exhausted all of the pharmaceutical and, you know, official medical solutions to people who have uncontrollable seizures, which are, by the way, a lot of people have pointed out that these come after people have been vaccinated. So it may very well be tied to vaccinations. But we've had a lot of parents who could not find any treatment that was effective for their children. They would have to go to states where medical marijuana was legal, like Colorado. And then they found that it was extremely effective for them and had no side effects. But that if they were to come back to Texas, they would be threatened with arrest. And so we had a very conservative, but also libertarian state representative. And he pushed this through and we got an exemption here in Texas. So therefore, they have opened the door to recognizing that marijuana has unique medical capabilities that other drugs cannot duplicate. And they have that as part of the law here in Texas, even though we don't officially have medical marijuana. And of course, even though marijuana is still listed as a class one drug by the schedules that were created by the United Nations 10 years before President Nixon created the war on drugs. In 1961, the UN created the schedule of drugs and put the drugs in those schedules. And they said a schedule one drug has no medical use. Well, that clearly is a lie. We have medical marijuana in a lot, about half of the states. Maybe it's more than half now. I haven't been keeping up with the total number, but that makes the fact that medical marijuana is a schedule one an absolute lie. And that needs to be rethought. But, of course, that schedule came from the United Nations. They were the ones who created the war on drugs, even though it was declared 10 years later by Richard Nixon. And we also have, as a follow-up to the shooting in Texas, the church. Remember, the individual was criminally insane, violent. He had been jailed, but they had failed to put that information into the database. They had released him from prison after only a year, after he'd violently attacked family members, a toddler, cracked his skull and so forth, had threatened other officers and tried to smuggle guns in, and had escaped from the mental institution. They failed to put all that into the background checks. And so now the feds are starting to go back and looking at the database that they have here, and they've issued 4,000 orders to seize guns from people who should not have been allowed to purchase guns. And so because of various issues, so they're starting to do things like that, as well as the people, some of the people in the Texas town who were affected by this, their relatives have sued the American government. I wish them luck with that. I think certainly they should be compensated, but typically the courts do not allow that type of thing to go through. They typically say, well, you can't sue the government. They're just incompetent. And we don't ever pretend that we actually are effective, so you can't sue us. The dollar is suffering its worst year since 2003, and Zero Hedge points out the future looks even grimmer. It is down 9% year-to-date against a broad basket of measurements, which would be fiat currencies. It has tumbled 10% against gold, and gold is not doing very well. I wonder if it's movements by the central bankers to try to take it down as they do from time to time, or if it's people fleeing gold and going to cryptocurrencies as a hedge. And of course, it has collapsed against Bitcoin. That was one of the things when I've talked to John McAfee in the past. He said his estimation of Bitcoin going first, he said, to $500,000 by 2020 and then to $1 million by 2020. He's just revised it up. He says his estimation really wasn't based on Bitcoin becoming valuable, but the fact that it was measured in terms of the dollar, and he expected the dollar to collapse, and we're starting to see that now. The dollar suffers its worst year since 2003, down 9% against a basket of fiat currencies from central banks, down 10% against gold, and absolutely collapsing against Bitcoin. And Bloomberg's Garfield Reynolds warns the dollar's worst year since 2003 is about to get even grimmer in 2018. He said tax reform is not going to save the dollar. Fed rate hikes have failed in the past, so they're not really sure what's going to happen with that. But when we look at the tax cuts, as I said before, it looks like a masterstroke of politics, not necessarily economics, but of politics. And there are many ways that they could balance the budget if they're concerned about this. I've pointed out how phony Bob Corker's concern about the deficit is. He completely looked the other way, said absolutely nothing as Barack Obama ran up the debt by $10 trillion, doubled it from $10 to $20 trillion in just 8 years. And then he looks at the projections of what's going to happen over the next decade with these tax changes. And he said, wait a minute, it's going to go up $1.5 trillion, according to them, or $1 trillion. And we can't have that, not one single penny. It's like, first of all, your projections over 10 years, you're talking about multiple administrations. You don't know what the political environment is going to be like, and you certainly don't know what the economic environment is going to be like. But the hypocrisy of these people who are new deficit hawks is nonsense. But the key thing to understand here, as I point out this week, is that this is one way to eviscerate the political power of the Northeast of California and of Chicago. And that is to say, we're not going to allow state and local taxes to be deducted from those areas because they're very high. It's going to cause an exodus out of those areas, as we've seen, and that will cause a loss in terms of electoral college power. And that may be the key part of this Trump tax cut. Zero Hedge's headline was, FDR would be envious of the political move behind this tax reform. That's one of the reasons why the Democrats are so upset about this. Let's talk about the war of the press. Tom Hanks had this to say about Trump attacking the press.
The point that it takes is this, is that we are not the United States of America without the First Amendment.
So it is a current issue, as you know.
Oh, well, it's right.
Because
right
the president, has targeted news organizations that have printed things that he finds inconvenient,
unflattering. I believe he calls CNN fake news.
He did indeed. Well, and the Washington
Post. Why would he do that?
And the Washington Post.
And other news organizations as well. How much does that concern you?
Well, as an American, it concerns me. It's monkeying around with our Constitution.
Wait a minute. Hold right there. Calling CNN is monkeying around with our Constitution. They can criticize anybody. Saturday Night Live can do their tired trope comedy. But if you push back, if you mock them back, if you question the veracity of what they're saying, you're somehow now threatening the Constitution. Because CNN is the government, right? These people who, Trump has never called for CNN to be shut down or jailed. He's never done that. But it is absolutely within his rights to push back against what they're saying. And they've also said this about the NFL controversy. How dare him criticize these people who are disrespecting the flag, the national anthem, the military, you name it, and their protests, the police. How dare him disrespect them? The NFL commissioner says, you disrespected the NFL. Tom Hanks says, you disrespected CNN. Well, he never called for the NFL to be shut down. He never called for CNN to be shut down. He says, hey, people realize that these things are fake. You realize that they hate our institutions. They hate our country. Clearly, Colin Kaepernick does. He loves Castro. He loves communism. He's embraced those values. But it is not censorship. It is not trying to shut down the First Amendment, in spite of what Hollywood has to say. It'd be interesting to see what Tom Hanks had to say about that Supreme Court decision that was being pushed through by Woodrow Wilson back around 1917, the spirit of 76. So that's real censorship of the First Amendment. What is happening right now is just public debate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality
InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I mentioned it briefly earlier in the show. Two Islamicist militants have been named in a terror plot to assassinate the UK Prime Minister Theresa May. As they point out, there have been five terrorist attacks in Britain this year alone, killing dozens of people in total. An independent report published yesterday concluded that MI5 could have prevented the terrorist attack, which killed 22 people at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester in May. And this individual here, one of the individuals reported by Sky News today, said it was a 20-year-old, has been remanded in custody, accused of a plot to kill Prime Minister Theresa May in a bomb and knife attack on Downing Street. And if you go to the UK, they have probably more of a security perimeter now than they did when I was there maybe 40 years ago, when my wife and I went. I mean, at that time, there was just like one or two bobbies and a little bit of a gate there. And you're right there on the street level, and there was just a black door, number 10 Downing, not the big security apparatus that they had at the White House. But now they have to be careful around number 10 Downing Street because they're not careful with their borders. Anybody can come in. They're not vetting the people who come in. They're not paying attention to the people who come in. And I'm telling you that with the situation about Jerusalem and Israel and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, the announcement that President Trump is going to do today, they're going to blame all future terror attacks on President Trump and the Jerusalem issue. I'm predicting it right now. It's very easy to see. I don't have to have a crystal ball to see this. It's all going to be President Trump's fault. Every bit of this. It will be justified, we'll say the Muslim street. It'll be justified because of what he did with Jerusalem. So forget about the fact that it's been happening here. Forget about the fact that it's been accelerating. Forget about the fact that, oh, you shouldn't do that because we've got a peace process going on. I hadn't noticed the peace process. Did you? I really hadn't noticed that. Seemed to me like things were not getting very peaceful. Seemed to me like things were getting a lot worse all the time. You got CNN's Fareed Zakaria lecturing us as to what we should do and telling the U.S. and Israel what they should do. He says Israel doesn't need the U.S. as an ally. They need the U.S. to have credibility with the Palestinians. That's what Israel really needs. How'd that work out with them, with Obama? Clearly Obama wasn't an Israel ally. He was an Iranian ally. Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. That helps to explain some of the things that went on in the Obama administration. It also might be his love of Islam, having grown up in Indonesia. The fact that he could recite it beautifully, as the New York Times pointed out, candidate Barack Obama. And then, interestingly enough, they didn't have a video or recording of him singing the Muslim calls to prayer beautifully as he did at one of his very first events. I think somebody talked to him after that and said, you know, that's not really going to work out too well for us. Maybe you should lose that. But he pointed out, he said, the U.S. needs to have credibility with the Palestinians so that negotiations are meaningful. And he said the Israelis, what they really need is for the U.S. to not be so blatantly one-sided, because they need to be able to have credibility with the Palestinians so they can have meaningful negotiation. And warnings are starting to intensify as Trump is heading towards the declaration for Jerusalem. As I pointed out earlier, the embassy, whether it moves, and he's going to extend it for another six months. He says it's going to take 3 or 4 years to physically move the thing. But the whole point of moving the embassy was really to make a statement that Jerusalem was a part of Israel, and B, the capital of Israel. And he's going to make that declaration today. And so you've got Erdogan of Turkey saying he's going to have a summit next week. He's going to have a pan-Islamic body in Istanbul. He's going to use this to try to consolidate his power in the Muslim world. Both Erdogan and Fethullah Gulen, the two who hate each other in Turkey, they have both been trying to get set up themselves as leaders of a larger caliphate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In a couple hours, we're going to have President Trump declare that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Bam! It's going to trigger a lot of Muslims all over the place. One guy who's already triggered, of course, is Erdogan of Turkey. The Turkish president, he's calling a summit, as I just said, and people in his administration, and I think this is a quote from Erdogan himself, said, Jerusalem is our honor, Jerusalem is our common cause, Jerusalem is our red line. And he said, this recognition will throw the region and the world into a fire, and it is not known when it will end. And he goes on, he's joined by Palestinian leaders as well as by the Pope. Pope is very upset with President Trump over this. The Pope says, I appeal strongly for all to respect the city's status quo in accordance with the relevant UN resolutions. Yes, of course, the Pope would always go to world government, wouldn't he, this particular Pope? Yes, the UN should be the one to determine all of this. And he says, Jerusalem is a unique city. It is sacred for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And so we need to just keep this neutral. For everybody, right? No one group is supposed to, besides the fact that it's located in Israel, and all the Christians think of it as being the capital of Israel. No, no, no. The Pope says, no, don't. Nobody should own this. Although he wouldn't say that to the Muslims, would he? I don't think. And I don't see, even though he's pushing for neutrality, I don't see Christians out there threatening violence because Jerusalem is going to be recognized as the capital of Israel, do you? I mean, let's just, they're not out there saying, wait a minute, this belongs to us too. Yeah, they've got places there that they go to visit, that whether or not they believe that they are actual places where something happened or not, they still go there to Jerusalem to see what that looked like, and nobody is stopping them, and they're not getting violent about the fact that this is going to be a political designation. It's kind of like what we saw with American Carol. Remember? I keep going back to that. This fantasy of the left, this fantasy of the Pope, that somehow, and it was in American Carol, that we saw these priests breaking into the cabin of the plane, beating the pilots with their crosses, We saw, we'll go ahead and run that clip there from American Carol. We're just run it as B-roll and people can watch this stuff as we're going through it. They're looking at this, and this is Bill O'Reilly talking to a character that looks like Michael Moore. He's having an epiphany as he gets visits from the ghosts of America's past. And you're seeing all of these staged episodes from Christian terrorists who are attacking. Right now they're attacking pilots on the plane. Go ahead and run the audio of this. They can hear the... That's a nun jumping onto a bus and then blowing herself up in a suicide attack. So presumably this is what's going to happen as Israel is declared the, as Jerusalem is declared the capital of Israel. It's going to be all these angry Christians who are going to be blowing everything up. Oh, no. That's the Muslims who are saying that. And as I said before, President Trump is going to be the one who's going to be blamed for every act of violent terrorism committed by Arabs in the future, because it'll all be his fault, because he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They're all dire consequences, they're saying. Jordan's Abdullah says Trump tells Abbas and Jordan's Abdullah that he's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And they are furious with him. It's the red line. Such a decision will be a heavy blow for all mankind. We will not let this stand. They say Trump is declaring war against them. These are the Palestinian representatives to Britain. And they have scheduled 3 days of rage across the West Bank. The Arab world is outraged, they say. Well, why can't they just accept it the same way that Christians do? Again, it is something that is unique to Islam. They say this is going to hurt the peace process. And as I said before, the only way that we're going to have peace is if we submit to their rule. That is where they're coming from. We also have at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Lionel. And you know, when Lionel was on, as this Matt Lauer thing was blowing up a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was just last week, I don't know. It's hard. There's so many of these things have come out. It's hard to remember when Matt Lauer went down. But remember, Lionel is going to come on. I'm sure he's going to say, see, I told you so. He said, when they get rid of Matt Lauer, that's going to save them $25 million. And he's not doing that well in the ratings. And then they came back and said, oh, but we love Matt Lauer. And he's been so important for NBC to have him on and so forth. Now USA Today reports, after Matt Lauer firing, NBC gets a ratings boost. They're doing much better without Matt Lauer, and they're saving $25 million. And as he tried to sue, remember, he tried to sue. He said, I'm going to sue him for $30 million or something. He said, no, isn't going to work because of that morals clause. That was what Lionel had pointed out. He said, they're going to be able to get rid of him. He's going to have absolutely no comeback on his contract because he violated the morals clause. And so Lionel is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I'm sure he's going to have some wonderful insights for today, probably about the Supreme Court decision and the artistic license or lack thereof of bakers versus just ordinary cooks. This is how they're trying to split how many angels there are in the head of a pen and whether or not we have individual rights or not. This is what happens when we turn this over to 9 people wearing black robes appointed by politicians. This is the kind of absurdity that we get into. And then the other thing that is coming down the pike, of course, is whether or not these discussions, and again, as we're talking about Jerusalem being the capital of Israel and so forth, it all even goes back to a year ago as to what was happening with Michael Flynn as he was talking to the Russian ambassador. This was something that Obama was taking a shot at Israel on his way out, and the Trump administration was trying to stop that, and they weren't successful in terms of lobbying the Russians. But there was nothing illegal. Let's play the clip from Alan Dershowitz where he talks about obstruction. And he says the president cannot obstruct justice.
So, Professor Dershowitz, you say this is not obstruction of justice by the president and that it actually strengthens his position against Director Comey. How so?
Well, first of all, let's look at the big constitutional picture. The president could have told Comey, you are handed, directed to drop the prosecution against Flynn. The president has the right to do that. Comey acknowledges that. He says in the statement that historically, presidents have done that to the Justice Department. But in the last few years, we've had a tradition of separation. But that tradition doesn't create crime. Remember also what the president could have done. He could have said to Comey, stop this investigation. I am now pardoning Flynn. That's what President Bush did.
That's right.
In the beginning of the investigation of Caspar Weinberger, which could have led back to the White House, to the first President Bush, President Bush, on the eve of the trial, pardoned Caspar Weinberger, pardoned six people, and Special Counsel Walsh said this is outrageous. He's stopping the investigation. Nobody talked about obstruction of justice. You cannot have obstruction of justice when the president exercises his constitutional authority to pardon, his constitutional authority to fire the director of the FBI, or his constitutional authority to tell the director of the FBI who to prosecute, who not to prosecute. So let's get out of the weeds and let's look at the
And again, if you're going to say that his firing of Comey is obstruction, then what you're saying is that he was trying to cover up some crime. What is the crime? There is no crime. As I pointed out before, Eisenhower and his transition team went to Korea to try to broker a peace there. We had the transition team of President Nixon and Henry Kissinger doing it secretly, going to Vietnam and saying, hey, we're going to have some peace talks. Let's try to pull things back or whatever. This is something that is the prerogative of an elected president. Remember, this took place nearly 2 months after the election, just a couple of weeks before President Trump was sworn in. He had every right to go talk to these people. And as Dershowitz pointed out, he has every right to fire the FBI. The FBI works for the Justice Department. The Justice Department works for the president. That's the chain of command. To go the other length to say what President Trump's lawyer said is that there is a president cannot obstruct justice. Now, that is not true. That is not true. It is not obstruction what has happened here. It's not obstruction what they're talking about. But yes, a president can obstruct justice. We had impeachment charges against both President Nixon and Bill Clinton for that very thing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people.
and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force now 33% off, and that is a big savings. That is one of our premier products that we sell at InfoWars. It's made, one of the key ingredients is BioPQQ. Very expensive to produce, very expensive to, very difficult to get to. That is now 33% off, big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. The essence is that it helps to keep your telomeres from being shortened. And that's a key thing in terms of natural death, in terms of life expectancy.
I take DNA Force every day, and it's 33% off right now at InfoWarsStore. Of course, we are live for 10 hours every weekday, starting with David Knight in the morning all the way through the conclusion of the War Room with the Alex Jones Show sandwiched in between there, 4 hours of it. And it's all possible because of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. A really hilarious story that's breaking on InfoWars.com. I'll give that to you in just a moment. Real quickly, I'll remind you of some of the key sales that we have at InfoWars Store right now. We have DNA Force 33% off. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix 50% off. A great way to get essential vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. That's 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Also, Super Blue Fluoride Free Products 50% off. A great way to keep your teeth clean, to fight gum disease, which causes tooth loss as well as heart disease. That is also 50% off Super Blue Fluoride Free Products. You'll see all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the story that I was just handed here is up on InfoWars.com by Steve Watson. A picture of Hillary Clinton as a Christmas tree ornament. Pull that picture up. I'll describe it to people listening here. It's Hillary Clinton assuming a very pious and placid pose, this smug expression on her face. It's plastic, just like Hillary. And the hands are folded calmly over her chest, and she has angel wings. Angel wings, as the headline says, it should have had horns. My thought exactly. It's kind of like they should have another version at least, you know, so you can have one sitting on each side of your shoulder. Hillary Clinton, the devil version, the other with a little angel version sitting on the other side of your shoulder. These are some of the responses on the internet to it. But again, there she is in her pantsuit and her pious pose, this plastic Hillary Clinton. You know, when I was talking about the controversy with the wedding cakes that is being argued before the Supreme Court, and Lionel is going to be joining us in the next segment. I'm sure he's going to have something to say about that. But I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, you know, if you had another one made of Huma Abedin, you could have your cake decorations right there. You could put that on. But I said at the time, I said, if you want to understand, if the left wants to understand how this affects Christians, how they view this as a religious freedom, as religious expression, think about it as politics. I said, you know, for the left, politics is religion. Well, there it is, the very embodiment of religious expression for liberals. Hillary Clinton as an angel. How does it attach to the treetop? I don't understand. That could be something to be worthwhile for, just to attach her to the top of the tree. We're going back to the obstruction of justice charge. Let's understand that this is not objective. It is subjective. I just played for you what Alan Dershowitz said. He said the president didn't stop the investigation, as a matter of fact, but he had every right to do so. As a matter of fact, he could have done what George H.W. Bush did. He could have pardoned Flynn. He could have shut this all down, as Bush did. And that's his prerogative, because these people are underneath his branch of the government. It is not obstruction. And Judge Napolitano has also said the president can go in and say, you know, go easy on Flynn, because I think he's suffered enough He's not saying shut down the investigation or whatever, but he has a right to actually pardon him. And of course, he did not obstruct anything. I think he should have pardoned Flynn. I think he still should, certainly. But he said he could also, the only way that you could get a charge of obstruction is if the president was trying to block something for which he had criminal liability. Well, there wasn't a law broken in the first place. And so you get into the idea of motivation, which is a subjective thing to determine. You know, was President Trump's motive in any of this? And how do you determine people's motives? You can't do that very easily. I mean, you're going to come in and say, well, there's not any crime here involved with Flynn. He didn't break any laws except to lie to the FBI about this. And as I pointed out earlier today, folks, we got a former CIA agent, somebody who'd worked in the intelligence community for a long time, warning that H.R. McMaster, a protege of David Petraeus at the CIA, and others had authorized wiretaps, if you want to put it that way. That's the colloquial term, but they had authorized surveillance of the Trump family as well as Steve Bannon. And he was saying they're going to try to impeach him in a year. And he was going around and saying this a year ago. And so this is nothing new, and we know where this is coming from. And this is something that is the coup extends to the inner circle around President Trump. But this whole idea of obstruction, and again, I think they go too far. I think Trump needs a new lawyer. This lawyer who said, I put that tweet out that the left is now seizing on and saying, see, this is all a conspiracy by President Trump to shut this stuff down. The lawyer said, I put that tweet out. And then the lawyer said, you can't have obstruction charges against a president. Well, that's not true categorically. As I said before, I don't think that obstruction applies here, but we've had two presidents who have been impeached, and those were the charges, some of the charges against them, obstruction of justice. So clearly you can have obstruction charges against a president. You can't have a law enforcement officer arrest the president. The right way for that to happen is for it to be impeachment. That has to begin in the House. Good luck with that if the Republicans can retain control. Good luck with the trial in the Senate if the Republicans retain control. But when you go through this whole obstruction thing, the motivation, which is, again, judged subjectively, has to be whether or not he's trying to cover up a crime, and there was no crime committed. So is he trying to cover up something that would be politically embarrassing? Well, if you're going to go that route, then understand that what you're talking about here is that this whole special prosecution is politically motivated, that the whole purpose of it is political embarrassment and political damage, inflicting political damage. And that's truly what is going on here. So is it wrong for the president to stop something that would be politically motivated? Political damage? Should an FBI director even be politically motivated? Clearly he was when he looked at the evidence against Hillary Clinton and said, crimes have been committed here, but we're going to use terms to make it sound not so serious, and we're not going to prosecute her for that. We'll simply go after somebody who takes a couple of pictures of where he slept on the submarine, and we'll throw him in jail for taking pictures of his, of where his bed was. So that's the double standard that we see here. And I think it's amazing that we have people like Susan Collins, the GOP senator, saying, celebrating Mueller's investigation, for which there is no law. Let's understand that as well. It's interesting that I don't ever hear these lawyers like, Judge Napolitano and Alan Dershowitz say, where is the special prosecutor law? Oh, that's right. It expired 18 years ago. What is the process here? We don't have a definition of how this process is supposed to work. That's one of the reasons why there's no oversight. The only way this is going to stop is if Devin Nunes does something about it in the House, because he's the only one, I think, who really understands that this extends all the way to Rod Rosenstein, who appointed these people. Susan Collins, who voted against obstruction of justice charges for Bill Clinton, who voted against the impeachment charge of perjury, that wasn't even subjective at all. That was a very clear-cut case. As a matter of fact, it's a clear-cut case that we've had perjury by Comey and others, people around Hillary Clinton as well. But Susan Collins would not vote for impeachment against Bill Clinton, but she is now excited that this Mueller witch hunt is, quote, clearly bearing fruit. It's bearing fruit that is false, and it's bearing fruit that if they wanted to take this to a trial, has been corrupted because it was all based on a dirty dossier that was funded by the Democrats. And even Comey tried to to extend this and pay for more investigations of this. So they started out with a poison tree, and the fruit of that poison tree is something that they're not going to be able to use in a legal process. Stay with us. We'll be right back with somebody who really is a lawyer, doesn't just play one on radio like I sometimes do. Lionel will be joining us after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel. I know he wants to weigh in on what's happening in the Supreme Court. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also his website, lionelmedia.com, and Twitter, at Lionel Media. You know, Lionel, it kind of reminds me of that scene in Godfather 2 where Al Pacino is down in Miami with a Miami mobster who's very old, and he's got a birthday cake, and he's sitting there cutting up the different pieces and handing it out to people. It's kind of what the Supreme Court seems like they're doing with our rights. You know, who gets this right and who gets that right? They're just kind of cutting the cake there. What do you think about this cake case?
The old Hyman Roth reference.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple of things here. First, let me put this into context. This was brought under the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act, and they are talking about facilities, pools, restaurants, restrooms, places. David Knight is a cake artist. This man, Mr. Phillips, I believe, is a cake artist. People say, oh, come on, you're not a cake artist. Yes, you are. If you don't think so, just watch Food Network, Food, TV, whatever it is, and they're all over the place. Cake. Now, imagine a cake artist like you, David Knight, or a sculptor. And I come in and I say, Mr. Knight, I want you to sculpt for me a, and please bear with me, a huge phallus. Because this is what we want to use to celebrate our nuptials over. Now,
and this or an is Air Force like, pilot's getting his wing, right?
Right, well.
They just did down in Florida.
But you, like Mr. Phillips, by the way, who said, he said, I'm going to refrain from making cakes with alcohol, supporting cakes that are divorced and the like. But let's make it even more simple. Imagine you were asked to do something, to create. You are forced by the state of Colorado to craft, to use your specialty, your talents, your means of expression, your art form, to craft something. And you're saying, not only is this against my religion, it's against me personally. I don't want to do this. Imagine a Muslim, imagine an Orthodox Jew asked to have a bacon, a pork rind themed. People would say, well, I guess. So here is the stage. If Mr. Phillips or David Knight, in your particular case, you would say, listen, you go to that display case and you find a cake that I've already made, Mr. whoever you are, gay person, Muslim, Jew, that doesn't matter. You can sell it, use it, put a candle in it, write anything you want to. I don't care. But you're asking me now, like a sculptor, like a painter, to create something now specifically using language, specifically using an ingredient. And the ingredient in this particular case is or are the words and the ideas which conflict with my religion. So I am not going to chisel a statue, paint something, create a cake. That is different. And what he's arguing is that the Colorado anti-discrimination statute is compelling him. And this is very interesting. And you got to read his the petitioner's brief or his brief. He's saying, you're compelling me. And compulsion cases deal with either making you do something or not do something. And this has nothing to do with him saying, hey, gay people, you can't come into my shop. You can't use my restroom. You can't. We won't serve you. That's not the case. In fact, yeah. he could also refuse to say, I'm not going to make a cake that says, hooray for anti-discrimination or who cares for discrimination. I have a say. You're forcing me as an artist. You're saying that the state of Colorado is demanding that I create something? Wait a minute. No, this is not serving. So when you listen to the arguments of Kagan, Sotomayor, and others, they are confusing public accommodations. And people say, I'm not going to cut your hair because I don't like your race. Or I'm not. No, that's not what this is. This is a different story. And more importantly, David, I'm going to go a step further. Do I not have the right to say, I don't want to deal with this client? Now, I know that's touchy. I know you can't say it, but I can put up no shirt, no shoes, no service. Don't wear a tie. Don't wear a jacket. Do you mean to tell me that in this inclusivity, I have no say at all? That's what this is about.
That's right. And do we even have a right to go out of business? I mean, you know, if you got to keep making cakes for whoever, maybe you can't shut your business. You just got to keep staying open, whether you're making any money or not. You know, one of the other cases that I talked about earlier, Lionel, was the T-shirt issue. And there's already been a case in Kentucky where a guy said, I don't want to put those slogans on T-shirts. And I said, well, think about this, liberals. You know, think of it as politics. You know, somebody comes into a T-shirt shop and the guy says, I'll sell you blank T-shirts. You can buy any shirt I've got here. But if you want me to print Hillary Clinton right. is a thief and a liar and she ought to be in jail, I'm not going to do that because I love Hillary Clinton. Right. That's my religious belief. And, you know, we've got an article at InfoWars where they've actually made a Christmas tree ornament out of Hillary Clinton with wings and a pantsuit. Right. I mean, it is their religion. And so if you went in and told them to do something like that, that they found to be offensive because you wanted to label Bill Clinton as a rapist or something, they would have a right to say, no, that offends me because of my politics.
Hey, Mr. Muslim T-shirt owner or cake owner, I want you to recreate that Charlie Hebdo awful picture of Muhammad. Yeah. Or, hello, Mr. Jewish cake. I want you to have this, it's Adolf Hitler's birthday, a nice swastika. Do you mean, let me repeat, let me rephrase, let me reiterate and perorate. This is about him using his still not to slap you, not to say, this is a cake, a blank sheet cake. You're going to put a swastika on here, aren't you? Well, whatever you do is up to you. Now, that's a different story. Now, what we're doing right now is the New York Times, who is just, I think you alluded to it, you showed that this art, whoever wrote this, is confusing gay marriage, or gay rights, same-sex rights with this. This has nothing to do with same-sex. That is merely the vehicle. That is merely the issue by which this particular issue or this particular case is brought forth. But it's not about that. It's the right of a person to say, you cannot compel me to draw something. How about this, David? I want you to imagine the great Dale Watson in Austin, Texas. You must write a song. What? You must write a song, and it better be a good one. Now, David, as a matter of practicality, I feel like asking Mr. Phillips, are you out of your mind? Do you know what kind of a business gay weddings are? This is a, they will pay. This is, I mean, the fun. You will make a fortune. However, he could also say, I'm busy. I don't want to do it. Or I'm going to charge $9,000. But he had the unmitigated audacity.
To be honest.
Express why he wanted to do that. He could have said, you know what, I don't want to do it. And it's just absurd. So this goes to show you yet again how in our, and I think, in fact, predicted the conservative court, you can call it conservative. To me, it's just common sense. It's going to go his way because this is ridiculous. This is
well, the other part of that is Kennedy, who they typically don't know which way he's going to go on things. He brought up the comments by a Colorado commissioner who said that he expressed hatred for religion, said, religion, that's been the source of slavery and the Holocaust. I think freedom of religion is a contemptible expression that ought to be, I hate people that use that idea. I mean, that was absolutely amazing. Kennedy read that and said, look, this is hostility to the First Amendment that they're expressing here.
Well, let me tell you this, my dear friend, do not believe anything they say, because they are notorious for this.
Oh, yeah. Gone the other way.
Thumb down. Now, please, I also must mention Mr. Flynn and a big problem that Mueller has.
All right, we're going to be talking about that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. We're talking to Lionel. Again, you can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media, and you can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. We'll be right back with Lionel. I'm David Knight. Quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force now 33% off, and that is a big savings. That is one of our premier products that we sell at InfoWars. It's made, one of the key ingredients is BioPQQ. Very expensive to produce, very expensive to, very difficult to get to. That is now 33% off, big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. The essence is that it helps to keep your telomeres from being shortened. And that's a key thing in terms of natural death, in terms of life expectancy.
I take DNA Force every day, and it's 33% off right now at InfoWars Store. Of course, we are live for 10 hours every weekday, starting with David Knight in the morning all the way through the conclusion of the War Room with the Alex Jones Show sandwiched in between there, 4 hours of it. And it's all possible because of you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were talking to Lionel. Just as went to the break, Lionel was saying he wanted to talk about Michael Flynn. Of course, Lionel is a licensed trial lawyer and a former prosecutor. So, Lionel, tell us what you think about Michael Flynn. The fact that since we've last talked, he's admitted guilt to lying to the FBI. What do you think about this?
Well, first and foremost, I don't know who picks your bumper music, but it has got to be the best. It goes from regal and triumphant to gut bucket, and a child of the 60s and 70s goes right to my heart. Okay, couple of things. Imagine this cross-examination. Michael Flynn is used, obviously, because he made a deal. He's going to flip against somebody. I don't know who, because that's why he made this stupid deal, because he pled guilty to two counts, or two instances of lying to the FBI. And he stands up, he says, General Flynn, yes, you were fired you were fired for lying to Vice President Pence, correct? Yes. About talking to the Russian ambassador? Yes. And General Flynn, you pled guilty to lying to the FBI regarding speaking to the Russians? Yes. But you're not lying now. Thank you. You're a witness. That's it. That's the impeachment. That's all it is. As, or the old, are you lying now? Were you lying then? How do we know, General Flynn, when you're not lying? Do you have a bell? Can you give us a wink? Can you go like that? Because we don't know. You're a general, and thank you for your service, but you lied to the vice president when he didn't have to. Now, that being said, but here's the most important thing. When they made a deal, oh, and also, you can also ask this. General Flynn, you pled guilty, yes. What was the deal that was made? What do you mean? Did the government make you a deal? For example, not to prosecute your son, not to prosecute you, not to, because that comes out. But here's what's important. Now we find out this FBI agent struck. And by the way, if you can pronounce that, it's like a schnellen. There's one vowel. It's very S-T-R-Z-O-K. Struck, I believe, is pronounced correctly.
He's now been struck from the investigation.
Yeah. Indeed. Very punny. Put you in the penitentiary. Now, so what's happening is that did they let him know? Did they let him know? Because the Supreme Court has always been in a case called Brady against Maryland, the seminal case, which says anything, David, that tends to exculpate, that lets you off the hook. Any evidence that I have as a prosecutor that would benefit you in terms of the witnesses that I'm calling, their background, whether they've been charged, whether they've been made a deal with, anything at all. If I don't tell you that, oh, we've got a big due process violation. It's called Brady against Maryland, Brady material. And there was this other case, Giglio, which came out in 1972, which a lot of people are referring to, which says that you have to be told as a defendant that the main witness has made a deal with the prosecution to testify against you for leniency. So What does that mean? That means, General Flynn, did you know, did your lawyers know that the main FBI, and, oh, imagine him taking the stand, Special Agent Strzok, good morning. You were fired or you were off this case, relieved of duty because you were sending, allegedly, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, but you were texting to perhaps a paramour or mistress about your ideas of Hillary Clinton or against Trump. And you were also responsible in the crafting of the interrogation that General Flynn had to be involved with, and therefore the charges of his lying. And you also happened to be involved in the one who took Comey's recommendation and said, grossly negligent? Nah, let's make that oopsie poopsie. Oops. So
mistakes were made. Yeah.
All of these factors. And why this is critical is not to, and you know, others on TV and Sean Hannity doing a great job in showing the bias, which is a very important. But bias, David, doesn't mean anything. All prosecutors are biased. In fact, bias to you doesn't mean anything to the pro-Hillary supporter. But what this means is when the courts get involved, when a federal judge appointed for life, you know the expression, why do we got to make a federal case out of this? There's a reason why that expression came about, because federal judges are, they are brutal in their absolute power. They don't answer to anybody. And they would say, Prosecutor Knight, you mean to tell me you didn't tell him? Mr. Flynn and your lawyers, when you pled guilty, did you know about this special agent Strzok? No. Did you tell them?
Right.
Because what we as prosecutors and what everybody has to know, the Department of Justice is not the Department of Prosecution. It's not the Department of going after people. It's justice. Their goal is justice. And if justice means we have to let this person know of any and all exculpatory information, data, evidence, we have, for example, we have a dirtbag liar who's multi, I gotta give you, records and, transcripts and rap sheets of my witnesses. I've gotta tell you that the main guy testifying against you is in prison. I'm here not to convict you. I'm here to render justice. And my question is, did Flynn know that?
Did he even know that he was going to have, it's now come out that he didn't even know he was going to be deposed by these guys. He didn't have a lawyer present. They just spring this on him. And that was perhaps one of the reasons why he was taken back. Everybody said, wait a minute, he should know that they're recording conversations and so forth. Why would he lie about this? Because it wasn't against the law. But the other part of this, Lionel, is the fact that we don't have a special prosecution law that expired. They allowed that to sunset back in 1999. And so there isn't anybody that Mueller has to go before and justify why he wants to now go get the banking records of President Trump from Deutsche Bank in Germany. If he wants to expand this investigation, he doesn't have to justify it to anybody. He doesn't have to show that there's evidence of a crime being committed. He's just investigating a man. I mean, we're back to a Stalinesque type of thing. Bring me the man, I'll find the crime, and I'll keep looking into every aspect of his life till I can find either a processed crime or a real crime.
Well, I hate to say it, but that's been going on forever. But here's the best one for you. This might actually be... This might inure to the benefit of the president. The question is, can a sitting president be charged with obstruction of justice? And can a sitting president be indicted? Now, what's interesting to note is that everybody says all of the legal pundits and the scholars, including Rotunda and others, Professor Rotunda, St. Clair, all of these memos, and we go back and read this trove of great legal reasoning during the Nixon case. It appears that yes, President Trump, because let's face it, that he's the brass ring here, President Trump could be indicted, but not by Mueller. What's interesting to note is that there is no special prosecutor. See what gave
Ken Starr.
Ken Starr. What gave Ken Starr this unique ability was that he could act independently. Well, that's gone now. Now, when the Clinton administration folded, or I shouldn't say folded, when it wrapped, closed down, so to speak, in transition, his Office of Judicial Counsel, the judicial office that pretty much is the highest echelon, the highest stratum of the Department of Justice, the Department of Legal Counsel, they said that you cannot indict a sitting president because Trump could come out and say, I'm firing you. I'm firing you. I'm firing you. You'd have to be almost from another body. There is no other body. There is no other parallel. That's not it. So it's very interesting to note right now that Mueller is sitting around now thinking, what have I got? If he has two brain cells, I think he does. He must be saying, How did I get into this? This is the worst case ever. And the public is seeing these are the most rancid individuals. Let me also leave very quickly with the FBI, David, and the Department of Justice for years have been absolutely aces. Don't let these people give you the wrong impression. There are seasoned professional prosecutors, people who are career prosecutors and FBI agents who are absolutely the best of the best of the best. They could be at any white shoe law firm, you name it. And they're being lumped into this. But what happens is this thing started with Comey. Why they ever got rid of Comey, Inspector Clouseau, I will never know. And what Mueller's done is he has inherited these people. And David, there's this sense of we don't need no stinking rules. I'm Mueller. It's the way it goes. It's been going on for a long time. And for the first time, a lot of people are saying, wow, we never realized who this person is and this person is. So Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, may have a tremendous case on appeal, and Mueller may have botched this to high heaven.
That's right. And it even goes all the way up to Rod Rosenstein. And that's what we're seeing Devin Nunes realizing. Charles Ortel talked about how these usual suspects that we see here, they're usual suspects because they've been working with Hillary for a long time. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. And again, you can find him on Twitter, Lionel Media, on YouTube, Lionel Nation. That's it for our broadcast. I'm David Knight. Thank you for listening.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. Tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.